Welcome to Utopia, please make yourself at home.
It's the only place on earth where you can bitch and moan.
There's something here for everyone to make you feel quite great.
Just as long as we've already let it through our gates.
This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. Yet another little podcast for you. This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. It's where we discuss the little things and make them better for you. This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. You've got a penny,
we'll kick it out for you.
It's a wonderful and magical and positively colourful. It's our cheeky show. By now you know.
The Utopia Project.
Hello and welcome to a cheeky little show that we like to do each and every week, where we chew the fat and discuss all the little things in life. And I'm joined each and every week by Jack Magic.
Hang on.
Hello. Okay. How are you, mate? You alright?
Not bad, are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm also joined by... Hello, Permanent Sharpie. That'll do. Chunk's not here this week because he's a cunt. Anyway.
He's a cunt, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a big fat cunt.
I don't know where we're going here.
No,
this is odd, isn't it?
It is very odd. It's the first show we've done that we don't have someone steering the ship.
We've got none of this bit.
Yeah, he's not there.
No, but we do have a guest on though, don't we?
We do have a guest.
We do have a guest.
Who have you set up?
Please welcome everybody. Miriam Margulies.
Yeah, we don't have a guest, but we panicked.
Good to have you here. Classic Miriam.
Yeah. How have you been anyway?
Not bad. Just doing bits. It's really throwing me off.
When you don't have someone leading the ship and it's blind leading the blind, I'm quite used to doing that in life today it's a bit different, isn't it?
When it's basically like, just do what you want.
Yeah, just do what you want. And then, you know, when you're like, well, I don't know.
We got halfway through rolling the credits and I thought, oh, I'm just going to turn my machine up. And then I was like, oh shit, no, it's me. I've got to do it.
I've got to do this bit as well.
I've got to do all the buttons,
I'll just get the normal buttons.
That's what I would like you to do right now. Just put me down.
Yeah.
Put me out of my misery.
Anyway.
He's gone, isn't he?
We've got a sponsor.
I've got a sponsor. Yeah. Would you like a sponsor?
We'll have a go, won't we?
Yeah. This week, the Utopia Project is brought to you by Wheelie Wobbly.
Cool. He did the music.
That's Tal's job.
Tal's job. The Utopia Project this week is brought to you by the Wheelie Wobbly. And what that is a Wheelie Wobbly wheel that... Fucking Jesus Christ. It's just a wheel, mate. Made out of jelly. And it just wobbles down the road. And what that is just something you look at and it's quite fun. Yeah. And you want like things that are fun? Me too. And I look at that, and if I was to see it, I'd go, I've enjoyed that, and my day's now better, because it was really shit before.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you want to have a really wheelie wobbly wheel that just goes down the road, and you think, that's all right now, that's a bit of me, then go to www.wheeliewobblywheel.com/that's all right, that's a bit of me.com/com. And then get a discount with discount code. That's all right, that's a bit of me. Anyway, there you go. I've got some water.
You have some liquid death, mate. You sort yourself right out.
Yeah. You see, I was getting to the point where I was like, mate, I can freestyle, spit bars, spit rhymes, mate.
Do bits.
I mean, it was like, fuck, man.
Oh, shit.
Wheelie wobbly.
Yeah. I said before we started, didn't we? I was like, do you want the sponsor? And he was like, no, mate. I've got it.
In my head, right? It's a picture in my brain.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a yellow wheel. Sometimes it's orange.
Yeah.
Because it's made out of jelly. Loads of gravel sticks to it.
Yeah. I hate it when gravel sticks to my wheelie wobbly wheel.
Yeah, it's like a sticky jelly wheel. But yeah, I wouldn't want to touch it, but I'd be quite happy about it.
Yeah.
Just seeing it.
Imagine it rolling over you.
No, it's like a very thin wheel.
Would it be like slimy? Would bits come off it?
In my head, picture in my brain, it's slimy.
Yeah.
But not coming off it, it just gathers gravelty.
Yeah.
Gravelty? Yeah. Gravelty.
I'm going to be honest, I'm going to take this out because there's a lot of stuff happening. And I think there's two sound beds going on that's putting me off.
Yeah, we still got this sponsor sound bed on top.
Yeah, it's not turning off.
Is that what you've discussed?
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
Yay! Carnage!
Well, you said we're going to have chaos, so that's your chaos.
Exactly. Who doesn't like a bit of chaos these days?
Everyone has a bit of chaos, mate.
What do we do next?
What do you next? You got a pet peeve for me?
Or do you want to talk about that some more?
No, you got a pet peeve for me. There's not much to that wheel, it's just
a
wheel.
I've got a pet peeve.
Go on, what are you saying about pet peeve?
To be fair, I got two this week, right? In fact, no, I'll save one for afterwards. So, seeing as this bit ain't here,
yeah,
we can talk about gym stuff.
Cool. Oh, you're sick, man.
Yeah, as much as we want.
We can do whatever we want on the gym.
We can talk about gym. We can talk about muscles.
Yeah.
We can talk about picking stuff up. We can talk about putting stuff
it down again.
All this. So welcome to the Utopia Project. This is a new gym podcast that we're doing weekly.
And we talk
for
about
one
gym.
Week only.
I'm actually excited now. Fuck me.
Yeah. So, my thing, right, fasting.
Yeah. You want to tell me about fasting?
Everyone talks about how great fasting is, don't they?
Yeah, it's not for everyone, though.
Yeah.
It's not for everyone.
Right. Do you know who doesn't talk about how great fasting is?
Ronald McDonald.
People that are starving.
No, there's a difference from fasting and needing £2 a month because they've got flies on the face. That's a different thing.
I would argue there isn't.
There is.
There isn't. Because realistically, I've written here, fasting, I've just realised what you said. That's gross. I've written here, fasting is just starving yourself, but with a fancy name. Africans aren't fasting, they're just starving. There's a difference. They don't. It's not a thing, is it? They don't go, oh, this new diet's great. They're just starving. People who don't have any money, they don't go, oh, this fasting stuff's brilliant. I'm going to do some more of that. Just starving. No, we're going to get cancelled in a minute, aren't we? Should we move on?
Yeah, because we say loads of stuff that won't get us cancelled.
Fuck me. But yeah, so people that...
I'm stealing the shit now. Into a clip.
You know, previously when we said, I'm not fucking leaving.
Yeah.
I think now we will be leaving.
No, I'm not leaving.
I don't think we will have a choice after this.
It's fine. It's right. Remember Wibbly Wobbly Wheel?
The wibbly wobbly wheels are going to fall off this wibbly wobbly ship in a minute.
Yeah, maybe. But so what did you say?
Fasting is not fun. Nor should it be described as...
Who said it was fun?
Someone's just gone, oh no, starving yourself. Let's market that well.
Yeah, but it's a way of putting less calories in your body.
Fasting is just starving but rebranded.
Yeah, I kind of get that, to be honest. But at the same time, nobody said it was fun. But it's a way of, like, just limiting your calories because you have a bigger meal in the evening, but then you have less calories because you can't eat as
Everyone's
much
gone,
as
I know
that.
I know what's great for dieting. Just don't eat for a bit.
Yeah, well, it is good.
It's not.
I've been doing that for a while.
And you shit yourself more than an old man should.
Yeah, I've never seen someone look this good shitting himself.
Exactly. I said in the gym the other day, I said... My mate eats 2 pots of cottage cheese a day. He shits himself regularly and he still looks fucking delicious.
That's annoying. All the shit comes out of my body. It's just like leaving me with fucking glorious fucking niceness.
You're fucking
baby.
Gross, mate.
You fucking are.
You're
me.
Lloyd Gross, mate.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I just shit
But
myself,
anyway,
you know?
So fasting. We've been in it. We're not been in it. What are we doing?
It's not for everyone, but it does work,
I
man.
I think been it, man.
It does work, man. Don't bin it, because it is good. You don't have to
do
it.
Then? Because that didn't work.
No, I didn't. I just pressed the arrow key, because I was selecting it.
Okay, so
also, with the power to press the button, is the power not to?
No.
I think keep it. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Because I've tried fasting once, and it makes me feel like a... So I don't need to be doing that.
Currently, fasting, we're saying, is a bit of a... Just do what you
not
want.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
But for some people, it's fucking brilliant.
All right,
do off. What you want to do. Do what you want to do.
Welcome to the land of make-believe.
Yeah.
We're keeping that in then.
I would say keep it in.
Not out of my choice. I don't think we should. I think it's bollocks.
Yeah, we don't have to do it. You can do it if you want. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. But don't limit people's choices, baby.
Yeah, I think fuck them.
Okay,
limit
then.
Limit it.
Let's fuck them.
Anyway. No, don't fuck them.
Fucking dictatorship.
No, don't fuck them. So we're leaving that. You got peeve or a good
leave.
Vibe?
I've got peeve.
Sweet relief from this fucking bullshit.
Yeah, no, it's not. Trust me. No, it's today. It was at work. And guess what? It was a fathead.
Oh, never.
And it's the fathead man that thinks he's fucking balling,
yeah,
and really he's full of shit.
Yeah.
And wasted all my time.
Why was you in your own shop?
Huh?
Why was you in your own shop?
Why was I in my own shop?
Was you serving yourself? Because you just described yourself there.
Yeah, why are you saying no? No, no, right.
Why are you saying no? I didn't say no.
Yes, you did. Anyway, don't fucking lie to me, boy. No, basically, it was a fathead that come in, and he was like, mate, money's not a problem. It's not a fucking issue. I'll just, you know, get me sorted out. Then proceeded to say loads of words really fast, which I fucking couldn't keep up with.
Right.
And Josh was looking at me like, I don't know. And I was like, hey, right, right. And ended up was like, he was pointing at the suit, and I was like, yeah, it's good, that. He's like, yeah, yeah, order it in. Yeah, yeah, order it in. Brilliant. Yeah, money's not a problem. Get all the way through. Chats to me for about 20 minutes, invites me to a party.
Obviously.
Yeah, literally.
Who else would you invite to a party?
On the way out, he was like, oh, by the way, I'm going to be coming in pretty much every day to make sure that, you know, you are coming to my party. His party must have been real sketchy as well.
Right.
Because he was a sketchy ass fucking bloke. I'm like, it would have been like Monk's Road, fucking load of cans of special brew type of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like,
So you're going, when's the party?
Well, he hadn't told me because I couldn't work it out. He just said, okay. Yeah, come to my party, man. We get with the girls, we get the booze. I was like, right, are you buying a suit? Nah, man, money's not an issue.
So did he pay for the suit in the end then?
Did he fuck? You know why? Because he hasn't got any money.
Of course he didn't.
No, but did money's
he,
not
you
an
let
issue.
Him leave with the suit though, didn't you?
No, of course he didn't. I ain't fucking doing that, man. No, he didn't have any size anyway. It was very small.
Oh, that's but, yeah, a shame.
It kind of pissed me off because I was just like, you wasted a load of time. You stressed me out.
Yeah.
I can't vape because you're stressing me out.
You're talking to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very fucking fuming that he did that. And then was like, I actually ordered the suit as well and then just put the card reader there waiting for him to stop talking and was like, okay, it's £220, bud. Oh, no, today, I can't buy today. I ain't got money today. I'm like, so what he really meant actually was money's not an issue
when you
just
got none.
Yeah, money's not an issue when you're just fucking talking bullshit and just browsing. Yeah. Money is not an issue when you browse.
To be fair, he's not wrong. Money's not an issue when you haven't got any.
Yeah, it's a good point. Learn to be happy with less.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's
exactly
the one.
This is a new weekly podcast all about teaching you to be grateful.
Yeah, fucking eat it. I was going to share a video earlier about that. It was like, just fucking be happy with less. Don't need more.
Don't need more.
Yeah.
Don't need more.
Fucking sick.
What so you do actually need more of, though, cottage cheese.
Yes. Is this your other good vibe?
It's a good vibe at the minute, man. Fucking love cottage cheese. I was well good because I got one at work today and I put it in the fridge and then I accidentally ordered a Mackey's. And so I left it in the fridge and then I fucking left work. I forgot to take my cottage cheese, didn't I? Bastard.
How long do you reckon before it goes real bad?
Don't know. I seem to think it said the 8th on it, so we should be good for Monday.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah,
you know what, right. I found though,
it's in the fridge, so
about our premium cottage cheese that we get in the tall thin fucking cup thing,
the tall fat short thin cups,
yeah, them ones. The one I get from Morrison's
Longley Farm, shout out,
fucking
you
sick,
make some sick cottage
cheese,
get a sponsor
by that shit, mate. I'll fucking have sex with your cottage cheese, mate.
Oh, Longley Farm, can we have a crate of cottage cheese, please
in
our fridge? That'd
I'll,
be
I'll
mad.
Bath in it.
You'll have a bath in cottage cheese.
I'll bath him in it. I love that shit.
That's not something anyone wants to see.
But if you get sponsored by, you got to do your work for your money, ain't you?
Yeah,
but
I suppose.
What I'm going to say is, Morrison's, this is not a bigger point as I just made out, by the way, so don't get too fucking happy. The same cottage cheese that we get, the one in Morrison's, it's good. I've realised the one in Asda is better.
Really?
It tastes nice. The one I had tonight, I was like, this feels how it felt when I had it that first time when I took my first fucking chodder smack, like the other week.
Do you know
why
mine feels so great when I get it from Asda?
What?
I get a discount. I get it cheap.
Does it taste better? Or does it make you feel? Because to me,
I think it makes you think it tastes better because it's cheap.
To me, I don't know. I think it'd be the other way. Because
I'm not paying full price for this.
No, I do it with clothes at work because I get a good discount and stuff, and then I'm like, well, it's not as good as that, is it?
I got a crisp new white hoodie off of Old Boohoo Man.
Nice. How much?
About £1.50. What are you saying?
What's it discounted from?
I don't know. 100 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gymshark pitting another fucking pet peeve. Stupid ass Black Friday sales because we didn't know how to do it properly. And was like, yeah, Black Friday. Blah. Like that. And thing is, I go on Gymshark just to have a little browse, see what this mad fucking up to 70% off is all about.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that top. Well, it was £32. You can now fucking get it for the next 10 minutes for £28.50. Don't want to go?
Woo! no, like, thank no, you.
No, stop pissing on me calling it
the
rage.
The thing that does matter is, like, Black, they've now called it Black Friday week. So yeah, now I'm like, what day do I get the bargains on?
It's turning
when
the DFS sale.
Because it's just all the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So and then when you do noticed, go, like, I'll wait till Friday. I'll wait till, because it's called Black Friday. I'll wait till Friday. And then you get to Friday, like, no, deal's done.
But you, it's like stocks. You got to time it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when you get in on the Black Friday day and the week, it's shit. And then it just gets right near the end, and
oh,
then it gets
no!
You fucked it up. Now get another one.
My
get 12
hoodie.
More. It's easy.
It's a, they're actually they're on Black Friday offer. They're only a tenner now.
White Friday hoodies. That's what it's on.
Oh no!
What did you spill on that? A monster.
Monster. It'll wash out. It'll be fine.
No, you idiot. Spill the water on it. Cancel
have,
it out.
Have a cloth. Or a bit of tissue. Bit on top. Thank you.
That's good, that.
That deep.
Go down, rub it out.
Sorry, just rub it out. Hang on.
But yeah, what I was saying was about the deals. They're shit.
Thank you.
And then you big bouncy ball. Then they go slightly less shit. But
yeah,
like, not to the point of like it was like 28.50 and 32, and it was like, all right, we'll treat you a bit more because we're getting closer to the end of Black Friday week. You can have it for 27 quid.
Yeah.
And I just think, no, stop it. Like, it's, Black Friday was about stabbing up cunts and fucking getting some 95% off for 5 minutes if you can get out alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that what Black Friday's supposed to be?
Yeah. Get in and fight for it. They should just have a Black Friday free-for-all, I think.
But innit,
you can only do it on Friday. Strongest person wins. Let's fucking go.
Big brawl. Get
no,
out of
no
what
weapons.
You can.
Get yourself a TV, 50p, as long as you get it, get in and out in the next 10 minutes.
Well, I think it should be similar to that. Because it's not, they make out it's this whole fucking deal thing, like it's a big fucking event. But it's not a big event anymore.
No.
It's just a normal
It's just Americanized bullshit anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. True.
So we're sending, what are we sending? What was your original peeve?
Oh, sending the fat heads.
We'll shoot that
Yeah, they think they got fucking loads of money and they're just chatting bollocks.
You can get out. And then what we're doing, just blowing up Black Friday.
Blow up Black Friday. Actually, one more fucking point. Try to get Black Friday. Uzi,
oh, what
I?
You could do, lure people in, lure fatheads in with the mad Black Friday deals.
I don't want them near me.
No, but you could lure them in and then just blow them up.
Yeah, but they blow me up as well.
You get out first. You're like, I'm just going to get out of the back. Just check we've got that in stock.
I can't run a bomb. Lock. I could put the shutters down.
Yeah, lock them in, blow them up.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more thing I thought about.
Yeah.
Fucking Udi's went on, didn't I?
Yeah.
Get on that. Cut my therapy session short because I thought this was more important. I was like, Rachel.
Obviously. Oh, yeah, obviously, an Udi is more
Rachel,
important
I've
than therapy.
Leave earlier. I've got to leave earlier because like, I need an Udi. She's like, what's an Udi? I'm like, don't tell me you don't know what an Udi is. You know what an Udi is, man. It's just pure comfort, man. I need pure comfort. And I was on it. Black Udi's, 90 quid, right? They were giving 1,500 away for a quid. This was the only Black Friday thing. I was like, yes, that's what Black Friday's about. Fucking 1,500 Udi's away for a quid. And I cut it short and I got right on it. Goes live at 7. Fucking live at 7. And then I go, yes, put it in the basket. Load in. Your basket's empty. You are fuck all, mate. Out of stock. Within 5 seconds. And I thought, you're a cunt. I did that right on the second. And they were like, no, you didn't. You ain't got nothing. It's like, literally, I was like, do you really put stuff in your basket? And then, do you like visualise in your head, I'm actually putting it in my basket?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I visualise a pretend shelf and I'm like, £1 in the basket. And I was like, boom, I've got my basket. And it's like some fucker just ran up and went, no, it's not, it's mine. And you can't do nothing about it.
Pure, absolute shitbags.
No, I'm fucking shitbags, man.
That's right.
If it's in my basket, it's mine. You can't take it out of the basket, man.
Yeah, they should at least give you a bit of time and go, you can't have that in your basket.
Isn't it? Loading, your basket's empty. So it's like that either someone had stole it out or I'd just gone, there's nothing there. Where's it gone?
Like, where's it gone? There's nothing left.
Pretty much. But
wow.
Yeah, so I'm
quite get rid of that shit.
Fuck that shit off.
That's wank, innit?
Yeah.
But you are aware you can just go to Primark and get essentially the same thing. It's like 20 quid.
Yeah, but it's like, I thought it's like Udi, special Udi material.
Nah, they say it is, but it's just a massive hoodie, innit? I got two. They got fluffy inside. They're fucking great.
Yeah. I've worn one once.
I would recommend the Primark ones.
Well, I wore one once, and the last time I had one. Like, usually they get really hot, so I don't have to, I don't like being, like, too warm at home.
Yeah, yeah. They do get you very hot.
The last time I had one, I felt all right, but I was a drug addict at the time. So I was sweating, and I was like, I'm still very comfortable.
Whether well, what it if was I buy you an Udi then, and also buy you a bag of crack?
I don't want the crack anymore. I'll
whether you take it, it's up to you.
Cocaine, mushrooms, or DMT is actually my next go-to. I think I would like to just have a look at it.
Just have a look at it.
Just want to see what it is.
Tal, can we just get a picture of DMT, please?
Yellowish powder.
Why do we
powder.
Need a picture?
Just so we can have a look at it.
Oh.
No, I've seen a photo of it. It's more like watching a fucking Harry Potter film or going to the studios. I'd rather go to the studios, to be honest, just to see it.
But you said you just want to look at it.
Yeah, with me hands. What's what people mean? Let's have a look at it. Let me have a look, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you think, Miriam? Oh, classic Miriam.
Good lass, ain't you?
Oh, you know what she's like.
Yeah.
Fucking always.
Fucking
on it. All the time. Can't fucking stop her, can you?
Nice.
You know how she gets.
Yeah, I know how she gets.
You know what she is?
Bloody one.
She's a bloody
hey,
one,
Jack.
Mate.
Bloody one. Jack.
No. Fuck's sake, you can't say things like that. Not on here. Jesus Christ. You'll get us cancelled, Miriam. Jesus.
Yeah.
Fuck,
we're
hell.
Really, really safe.
She's a fucking... She's gone from a one to a bloody bugger now.
A fucking bloody bugger.
What else we got to do? Not a lot, are we? I don't think. What else do we do? What do we do after this, Tal? Please help.
Yeah, there's no one steering the ship. I'm not steering the ship for you, mate. It's all
steer it. Give me that. Fuck off. Anyway, why do people learn Elvish and Star Trek language when they could just learn a real language and get a fucking job?
That's the point. Don't know. Bomb them.
Legit, like, if you're going to put that much time into learning a language, do one that can help the fucking community, man.
Yeah.
Stop learning some loser language.
Yeah. I've noticed that recently. We're just with you saying get a job. You seen all them people protesting at Scampton?
Is that about the boats?
About the boats. Like, they've got a legitimate reason, I'll give them that. But they're all camping outside Scampton and they've lived there for, like, months now. And I keep saying...
Tents? What?
Literally, they're living outside Scampton. In tents and all sorts. There's a big fucking thing. I might go visit them. Because it even says, the sign outside even says, don't just honk, come for a brew.
Well, hang on. So they're outside protesting in these camping and that.
Yeah. They've turned up to protest and not left.
So they're protesting the people that are refugeeing in the houses.
And they're living
and
there in tents outside.
Become refugees.
I've realised the irony
in
this
now.
Yeah, they could do getting in there. I keep seeing them, right? And I keep driving past and think, ah.
Cunt.
Oh, I wish I didn't have to go to work.
Isn't it? Like, what are they doing? It's definitely all the fucking dollies, isn't it?
Oh, no, they're going to come over here, fucking suck off of our society, going to spend loads of money keeping them there. And what are you doing? Oh, I just spent 2 months sat outside an RAF base.
Help.
Get a fucking
help,
job.
We need aid.
Get a job.
Yeah,
go to work.
Shit, man.
You fucking absolute
the fucking
shit cunt.
Because they're the ones that are fucking leeching off it. Like,
exactly. You're as bad as the people that are coming across.
No, they're worse. They're worse.
People
coming
across
are
actually
bad. People coming across are bad.
No, because the people that are outside are actually there. The people that are supposed to be going in there aren't allowed to go in yet because they're there.
Yeah. Shoot him.
Nice.
Get him gone.
Set fire to the camp.
Yeah, I would.
Do it. Boom. Don't do that. This is not condoned.
Preferably napalm, but you don't need it.
Just. No, this is not we don't advise that. Don't do it.
Burn the witch.
I might legit actually, I might go and have a brew with them. I got a bit of free time tomorrow, I might actually go down and just see what the crack is.
See what the crackheads. Do we go interview him?
Weirdly, I OT'd one of the cars that was there the other day. Her husband had to bring it in for her because she was busy protesting.
I'm surprised he got a car.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I might go down and have a brew with him, see what all the fuss is about.
I think we should set up an interview, go
we'll do it tomorrow. Call in sick. Let's go protest.
Burn him. Just set him up.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing tomorrow? Oh, no, you can't come because you got to go to your job.
Yeah. You got all your fucking time off for your job.
And I'm not at work because I had to book holiday off of my job.
You got holiday. Tal, you can fucking, what was it you said earlier? You break up. I've not heard that term in a while. You break up from your job.
Yeah, I break up on the 17th of December. So quite
I'll break up for a day. And that's it. Christmas Day.
Yeah, you get Christmas Day off. Oh, they are good to you, aren't they?
Fucking love it.
Bloody hell. If there's one thing I want to do on Boxing Day, I think, oh, what am I going to do Boxing Day? I know, buy a suit. I'm going to go to town and buy a suit.
Should we just go?
Just
go see him?
Have a party. Boxing Day party.
Yeah, we'll go play slap ball.
I'm going to quit and go see if they got any fucking room in these tents, man.
loads, I expect.
Yeah. Is it turning into the fucking Skid Row of LA?
Literally, driving past, it looks like Boomtown. If you imagine Boomtown, but without any stages.
Racist Boomtown. That's what we're all about.
Exactly, yeah. One thing I have done recently is watch Nigel Farage, speaking of racism, on
Is he
on a Celebrity.
I've not seen this yet.
It's quite funny.
He's just been a nonce.
No, it's... nearly had a heart attack. It's a bit of an odd
Stop
one.
Stop with them fucking drinks.
I find him a really interesting bloke.
Cool.
I mean, he's still an arsehole, but he's just...
Is
interesting.
Is he doing it? Is it like the thing now? If someone hates you, you just get like a second chance card to go and I'm a celeb.
The reason
eat
he's
a
doing
witchy
it,
grub, the and then you're fine again.
The reason he's doing it, and he's openly said about it on there, is to get all the airtime so that he can rebrand himself.
You can't. You should be branding, like rebranding yourself. Like,
exactly.
Why do you rebrand yourself? Because he evidently still believes in the same things that he believed in before.
He's still a cunt.
Yeah, still a cunt. I want to rebrand myself. You know. You can't go from Adidas to Nike and think, fucking, it's all right. You're still a fucking three-stripe wanker.
Exactly. But, no, he's, to be fair, he's been having some choice conversations in there. But to be fair to him, he's not been an absolute prick about it.
Yeah, but this is what they want you to think, because they'd shoot it all. They've probably paid him for... Like, he's paid him for loads of fucking money, man. Make me look like
one and a half million
shit
he's paid
fucking bastard.
There.
He got paid.
He's being paid £1.5 million to go in there.
Imagine the guy that works for ITV that's like, you've got to go ask him. And be like, Nigel, do you want to come on? I'm a celeb.
I'll give you £1.5 million.
Yeah, come on, mate. We like you.
I'll write you a cheque for later.
I don't know. Like, I hated it with a...
You're going to have to shove a witchetty grub up your bum.
Who was the other guy? Fucking hand job.
Matt Hancock.
Yeah, him, that knobhead. Like, and literally the amount of people that were like, you know, actually, he's all right when we look at him. It's like, that's exactly why he's gone in there. To be like, oh, you know when I fucked up the world and I laughed and pretended to cry about everyone dying of COVID.
And was shagging all my colleagues.
Yeah, he's all right. He's just a witchetty grub. Like, there's not a good comparison.
Yeah,
but people, he comes out with it. He went on fucking SES Who Dies Wins.
See, I want to watch that back because that looked quite funny.
And again, there's a scene, I've seen the video.
Because that was the wrong show to go on, because all they did was mug him off.
Yeah, but he's done it, like, again, as a publicity stunt of being like, oh, well, why are you here? Oh, because I fucked it up, didn't I? You know, I was stressed, and he's trying, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, no, you fucking
no,
little
he's a
pleb.
Cunt. I like the way when they got him in the interrogation thing and she called him a weasel-faced cunt, I think it was. That was quite fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
The little fucking piece of dirt. He's a little bit of gravel, mate, on the wibbly wobbly wheel.
He needs to get on the wibbly wobbly wheel, doesn't he? No, not wibbly wobbly wheel. What do we call it?
I can't remember.
Wheelie wobbly.
Yeah, the wheelie wobbly bastard, mate. Really
his morals are wheelie wobbly, aren't they?
He is, but goes on fucking daytime TV or whatever. Any fucking show where you have to eat some or you have to do a push up and the eyes are right now.
Sometimes it looks like jelly and you think, that's tasty. And then sometimes it rolls through shit.
You know about wheelie wobbly?
And you go, not sure on that.
Yeah, it turns it brown. Like
yeah, you go, well, that's gross. Yeah. Anyway. Please say we've been rambling for quite a while. How long have we been talking for?
About half an hour, mate.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's go for a break.
Should we go for a break? What do we do?
You got
credits. And, oh, there's a break button here. So, we'll see you shortly, shall we?
Love you. Bye.
Utopia Project.
Now then, you vile little piss worms, have you checked your social media lately? I bet you haven't, and if you look on there, are we on there? Have you followed us? Sharpie, where can they find us?
TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Fucking said it.
Yeah well done. Fifth take of this mid-show ad, and you've nailed it.
Fucking
now,
did it.
The big million-dollar question, what have they got to search to find us?
The Utopia Project?
No.
Podcast?
No. What do they have to search?
At Utopia Project Pod.
Well done, Jack. What else can they do to support the show?
Fucking ring that bell.
Yeah.
Ring it.
Yes.
like you're a town crier.
Which,
ring it.
Any specific bell?
The one on
just
YouTube.
Like in their street.
This one, round here.
Yeah. On YouTube.
On YouTube, and you can subscribe, and we love it, and it's great, and you can imagine that we do when we see, you got a new subscriber. We're going to do a little happy bell dance.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can also follow us and support us on Spotify. You might be watching this on Spotify. We're on there with our faces and everything now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, follow us on there, like all the things, and... Yeah, share our content. That'd be really good.
Conquer that naughty little bell end. Keep what you win.
Apparently.
We're back.
Yeah.
For the third time in about 2 minutes.
I keep waiting for Chunk to kick in, and then he doesn't, because he's not there.
No, he's not. Just for everyone's reference as well, we've started running this second part about three times because everything was kicking off.
This is third time lucky, isn't it?
Yeah, we're back on now on the screen. It's recording. It's doing it. It's doing it.
I've got some headlines.
Don't me the money.
Courtesy of Chunk. I've no idea what they are. I'm just going to read these. I've been given three cards and he just said read these.
Well, tell me about this now.
So, Rockstar Games' Grand Theft Auto series is without question one of the biggest and most profitable properties in the video game industry, if not the world of entertainment as a whole.
God,
however, it wasn't until earlier this month that Rockstar Games gave us another substantial update by announcing that the first official trailer for GTA 6 will drop early next month. Of course, anticipation for the trailer is fever pitch, whatever that means, but it might be wise to curb your enthusiasm. After all, we could just be treated to a Grand Theft Auto 6 logo and a release window at best. Obviously, the ideal scenario would be to see at least a snippet of gameplay as well as a GTA 6 release date.
Nice.
That was mad serious.
I don't actually give a fuck about the game, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because I got stocks, mate. Next one. I don't care if it's a logo release.
Sure. Spin-off of the Korean drama. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying move on.
I couldn't work out what any of that meant, to be honest.
I don't know what this means now.
What do you think about the GTA 6 release?
I like it.
Yeah.
Anyway, spin-off of the Korean...
We're doing it, it's fine, go on. You carry on. It's all good.
No, we'll talk about it now.
Hey, we'll talk about it now.
I'll talk about it now.
That's
GTA
burning.
6.
Burning.
Hang on. That's something about Korea.
What are you expecting from the GTA 6 release, Jack?
What do you think about the GTA 6 release,
In all seriousness,
Jack?
I know I said I'm about talking about this. I'm dead excited about it.
Yeah?
I don't know if you... Are you a GTA kind of guy?
I'm not big on games. I'm big on money, and I've got stocks in it. So I'm quite happy. I don't care if it's a logo that comes out or anything. They announced that the game is going to exist the other day, and my stocks went like that. I made like £5.
Yeah.
Sick. But yeah, so I'm not
so
too...
So you're basically your big things now.
I'm big things, man. I've got fucking bare money.
You could afford to buy one of your suits.
No.
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 No. So you can't buy them with a fiver then, no?
No.
No.
Are you
a big GTA man, Tal?
Yeah, I played GTA 5 quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I enjoy GTA 5.
What's
I played
San Andreas
a lot. GTA, you don't really play GTA.
I get the crack of that, shooting and hookers and shit, but like, why is it, what's going to be so like lasers and shit about it?
I don't think it's been lasers. I just really, it's one of my favourite games ever. I'm well excited about it.
I think people just enjoy the series, like people enjoy the game.
They enjoy the crime.
They enjoy the crime, but rather than just doing the same shit that they've been doing for the past 10 years, they get to do that shit but different.
Same
but different. So we've got
and
like
be
a whole
good,
new story.
I always forget the GTA is a 10-year-old game, man.
Yeah, was it ahead of its time then?
I think so. Yeah,
because they were this long. It's got
Like when it first came out, they was always saying about the being able to switch characters, weren't they? Like mid games, you could switch between the three, and that was like mad innovative.
Yeah, so I think what they've done now as well is that. Because GTA 5 is still in the top 10 on Steam's played.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
10 years on, to still be in the top 10 played games is ridiculous.
Mm.
There's like two other games that have done that, which is like Minecraft and Tetris.
Yeah.
It's not many games.
How old's Minecraft?
Oh, Minecraft is years old now. I can have a look if you really want to know.
A number of them.
It's really old, but I think obviously it's just going to be an updated game engine, updated graphics. There's going to be lots of new stuff. They've got bigger plans because they know what happened with the
online.
What's
the big thing with it other than the 6 then? What's the big thing?
Well, apparently they're amalgamating all the maps, supposedly. So you'll have like, obviously it's San Andreas, isn't it? But you'll have Liberty City, Vice City, and then I think they're introducing a new one as well, which is basically supposed to be like Las Vegas.
Okay.
But it's like one massive map, or you can travel
it's
between
be bigger
the
than
different
ever,
maps.
Really. There's just going to be more stuff to do. It's going to be chaos.
GTA again.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
GTA, but better.
Just flying planes and helicopters.
Bane broke, don't fix it. It's going to make me some money, so, you know, I'm going to get myself a new boat.
I just like driving and flying, man.
Yeah.
I was like, what cars have they got? What can you do to them? What can you fly around in?
The modifying cars thing's always quite fun with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just going to rob a plane every 10 minutes and crashing
it's
it
mad,
immediately.
Because usually I like shit like that. And I've jumped on GTA quite a few times where I've got
into it. Don't jump on
it,
you'll wreck it.
Now, well, yeah, that's why I don't play anymore.
Yeah.
But no, because I was like, right, I'll get on. I'm like, yeah, I can do anything. Drive a car, shoot someone, shoot someone, shoot someone, go do something else, bored. That's it. I get bored very easily on it.
I played a while ago, and whenever Junk spawned in, every time you spawn in at the hospital, there was a guy sat on a bench opposite the hospital, and every single time he's like, what do we do, Jack? What's the first thing you do? I'm like, snipe that guy! He just sat on a bench, minding his own business, every single time he spawned in. Dead! He was having a good day until he showed up.
It's mad psychology, isn't it? Because some people say that you're like, everyone's just a psychopath and wants to kill everyone. That's why we like these games. But then someone else said, a man, I can't remember, that you go on these games, and because you get to do that and snipe pretend people all the time, it means that you don't want to do it in real life.
Yeah, probably.
So which one?
I think that second one.
Yeah, you can't remember what I said, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That because you do it in the game, you don't have to do it in real life.
He knows it.
Well, fucking listen, mate. I use these.
I thought he was going to go, gotcha.
I have gotcha, though, because I know what you meant.
Yeah.
And I agree, but I'm really looking forward to it. What did we look forward to more, SpaceX launch or GTA?
For me, probably GTA. I mean, the SpaceX launch was pretty short-lived, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose GTA also involves us, doesn't it?
I'm hoping for a bit of a cameo of some of the older characters as well. I'm hoping. It might not happen, but I'd like to see, hey, Nico, want to go bowling again?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Nico, want to go bowling?
Yeah, I suppose Space Launch hasn't been around for 10 years, isn't it?
No, I just realised, he sounds exactly like, who's that long-nosed geezer off of Star Wars?
Long nose geezer.
Yeah. Oh, Jedi Watto. Tricks don't work on me. Only money.
Watto.
Yeah, Watto is Nico's uncle, isn't he? Uncle,
he,
cousin.
He might be, yeah. Well, no, because no, I think Watto's Jewish, isn't he? He's got to be.
Yeah, and,
racism.
Yeah.
Racism.
And I think.
I don't like racism. Well, I just did that.
What is Nico's Russian, isn't he?
Yeah, Eastern European is some description, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe Muslim, I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. This is the first game in my entire life I genuinely might book time off work for it when it does come out. No.
That's bad.
Sorry, there's someone in the studio and they just held up a big sign and I was like, no.
Don't like signs.
Not discussing that.
Don't like signs or words.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Second story. Spin-off of the Korean drama gathers real. Spin-off of the Korean drama that gathers real contestants. Oh, right. I'm going to fucking just read this and see where it goes.
Give it Sharpie. Come on.
Yeah, you go.
Right, that
was a mission, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. None of that information went in.
It didn't. I was thinking, what is this accent?
is this about the Squid Game thing?
Let me reread it. I assume so, yeah. Real contestants from a variety of backgrounds to compete for a 4.56 million cash prize. Among those 142 million households who stream the original series will be familiar with the setup. Yeah, so 456 people are gradually eliminated while playing exaggerated versions of childhood games until one survivor takes home the jackpot. They'll all live together as well. But you don't get shot in the head, you just get covered in dye and then off you go.
So nobody dies?
You just get covered in dye.
And then you die.
So what do you think?
I think that'd be good. I mean, I never watched the original Squid Game, but I think it'd be good.
I've not seen that yet, man.
With
it's
real
sick.
People.
It's really good.
I wasn't really that interested, if I'm honest.
Well, you something like
it's
that.
It's not my kind of thing.
Jack doesn't like anything you have to watch and read, so.
Yeah, I can't. It takes. As you've probably figured out, I don't do very well with my reading.
Quite like reading, to be honest.
I do, but I have to read everything twice to know what's coming.
Yeah, I do that. That's why I didn't do well at uni, because I didn't do good at words.
I'm not very good at words.
I have to read it, and then nothing goes in, and then nothing goes in, and then nothing goes in, and then eventually I might get a sentence. By that point, someone's already finished the degree.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You should watch Squid Game, man. It is good. You might get a bit of Lego Movie face, but it's a bit like Saw in Asia.
See, I got weird Saw vibes when I first saw about it, and I was like, I'm not sure about this.
There's an old geezer in it. He loves it. He's well happy about it. He's
just for the weird one, didn't they start licking some biscuits?
Yeah. Did anyone else think they wanted to see what that biscuit tastes like? A bit like the Tubby Toast.
I did want to know what Tubby Toast tastes like. I bet it tastes good. And Tubby Custard. Oh, yeah.
Should we make Tubby Toast?
Huh?
Should we make Tubby Toast?
I'm sure you can get a Tubby Toast.
I think there's a recipe for Tubby Toast.
Basically,
it's just toast, isn't it?
No.
Is that different to like when I'm making toast in the morning and Amy comes down and goes, "You haven't toast again, Tubby?"
I don't.
Or is
maybe.
That the same thing?
Yeah, you've got Tubby Toast.
You haven't toast, Tubby.
Aren't Tubby Custard, man.
Tubby Custard.
If I was ever going to want to commit suicide, I would do it through Tubby Custard.
How long do you
custard,
reckon you
man?
Could live with a TV in your belly?
What, on the inside and the outside?
Yeah.
Like wired in. How big is it?
Like one of them old vacuum tellies.
What, so well, like coming out like that?
Yeah.
Is it done by a professional surgical procedure?
Yeah. And well, it's one of them ones with a built-in video player.
Well, you need that. Like,
I don't think they have a tape of a VHS in them.
No, but it's just 21st century, man.
I feel I could do it for a while. I'm quite strong.
Yeah? You'd have very good core, or would you have less core because you were... You would have a screen in your belly.
Well, some of the muscles would be taken out.
Lag there.
Yeah.
Some of the muscles would be taken out.
So, I mean, would your muscles go around it, or...?
No, do you reckon it's like a human centipede thing? Like, it's all like anatomically done correctly to have a telly and tummy?
Yeah, so you still go around it.
Yeah. Well, I think so. Could you do it for a quid?
I'd give it a go.
Yeah, me too.
As long as they were able to take it back out again.
Even if that could be, I want that to be in my film, where they do it, like in Crank, where they just wire him up, and then obviously they end up eventually taking his heart out again. But I would have just put a TV in my tummy.
What do you reckon it would feel like, though, when you have to rewind a video?
You know, no, the TV won't be any different. You'd hear it.
And then it sounds like it's going to explode. Would your eyes shake, do you reckon?
No, I think the TV would just operate normally and I would just be around it.
I've got two questions.
Would you have like TV suspension?
What the fuck's TV suspension? Is it going off road?
To stop your body shaking so much when it rewinds.
Probably get some technology from a washing machine in that, don't they?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
That's called filling yourself with concrete.
Yes. So I've got two questions. One, do you think it gets hot?
Of course it does. It's a television.
What, telly?
Yeah, the telly. Do you
telly,
think the telly
or telly
gets
tubbies?
The telly in their tubby.
It does. It's not magic. It's electricians.
Probably old ones did, didn't they? Old vacuum tellies used to get real warm.
Yeah, burn it. Burn them.
So, I think it might hurt a little bit.
Yeah, I think you'd have to... You wouldn't have to worry about getting cold. TV will warm you up.
Yeah, just have to get over the telly bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, give us a headline.
Hang on. Question two.
Question number two, go on.
Question number two. Do you think you'd be able to watch it yourself?
This has gone to fucking shit, innit?
Do you think you'd be able to see it? Like, do you think you'd be able to watch it?
I'd be stood in the mirror a lot.
Just watching it backwards.
Watching the telly.
You'd be fucked if anything subtitled, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, can't read it backwards.
Give me a headline.
Okay, you got a pen.
What? What are you doing?
Come here.
Don't write on my forehead.
You said you wanted a headline.
Fucking prankster.
Prank! Anyway, what's this? A McDonald's in the Scottish Highlands has banned... I've got goop on my finger.
You're goop.
A McDonald's in the Scottish Highland has banned unaccompanied under-18s from entering the premises after 6 p.m. due to abuse targeted at its workers. Bosses at the Fort William fast food restaurant... I've been there. I've been that one. I had to pay for a bag. Weird. Said they had been left with no choice following the failure of other various tactics and compromises with the culprits. In a social media post on Sunday, the franchise owners said, "This. Why can I not read?
You want me to read it?
Please. Not in that accent. No, stop, stop. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Please stop it.
Bosses at the Fort William fast food restaurant said that they have been left with no choice following the failure of other various tactics and compromises with the culprits. In a social media post on Sunday, the franchise's owners said, "This has not been an easy choice. However, we must put the well-being of our staff and customers first." Yeah, go Mackies. "We will not tolerate or normalise abusive behaviour towards our staff. Having tried various tactics and compromises with the culprits, we have left with no choice but to make a rule that affects all young people of Fort William based on the actions of a few." Ah, that's like it's a woke out of nice things shit. "As the nights get colder, you can't have nice things because of them."
Oh, right, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, get it. "As the nights get colder, we want to be safe and warm place for young people of Fort William. But we cannot do this at the cost of our safety, so we got to be cold now." The management met with local police officers who agreed that the temporary restriction... Oh, it was only temporary then? ...was the best plan of action. What are they doing?
Not letting unaccompanied minors in the restaurant after six.
Well, I've noticed most of the people in Mackey's are over 18 that are absolute fucking pleb faces.
Yeah, that's
like,
about right.
They're all knobheads anyway. Fuck that guy. Why is it just that, Mackey? What's wrong with Fort William? Is Fort William like a rough ass place then?
Not that I was aware of. Thought it was alright.
Just makes me think of some sort of military base.
I just thought it was weird, but it must be a Scottish thing. They asked us, "Do you want a bag?" Yeah, what am I going to put food in?
Mouth.
You have to pay for a bag. Just throw that burger directly in my gob, please.
Yeah, do it. How much is a bag? £5.
I don't know, it's like 5p or something.
Yeah, that is mad.
Even though it's recyclable. It's weird, man.
Fuck Fort William. Why is that big on the news, man?
I don't know. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Give me a headline.
What do you think, Tal?
In a minute. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's weird. Oh my god, it's weird, man.
So weird.
It just seems normal. I don't even know why it's abstract news.
Jesus, man, it is fucking weird.
I know. No, like padding out an episode, is there? It is weird.
Shut up your mouths in a minute. Right.
What do you guys think? Yeah?
Yeah, tell us in the comments. What do you think?
Oh, it's painful now.
Anyway, that's boring. Into this.
What's that?
Ridiculous news!
Are we ready for ridiculous news?
Let's do ridiculous news!
Press the button now!
Press the button, Sal!
Press the button!
Please say it worked.
It's the ridiculous news. It's stupid and it's been in the news. Old stories from around the world are here for us to review.
What
we
got?
Zeros, heroes, and weirdos, we've got a few. It's the ridiculous news.
Whammy.
Hello. This is ridiculous news. An Australian cattle farmer has managed to survive a crocodile attack after biting the huge predator on the eyelid.
Why?
I don't know. This story is way longer than it needs to be, but we're going to go through it.
I didn't
it.
Know crocodiles had proper eyelids. I thought they had eyes that do that.
Well, I think they do, because they probably do a bit of that, and the under ones do a bit of that.
Did you say it killed it?
Nah.
No.
Colin... Devereaux?
The caterpillar.
Just stick with Colin. Told national broadcaster ABC that he was working alongside the Finnis River in the Northern Territory when he stopped to check a billabong, an Australian term for pond left when a river recedes. Billabong's big pond, basically.
Not going in.
A billabong's a big pond.
Keep going.
He could see some fish in the middle of the remaining water and decided to try to catch some before realising that there was something else in the water and turning to leave. Now we have a quote. "I took two steps and the dirty bastard latched onto my right foot," is what he said. "It was a big grab. He shook me like a rag doll and he took off back to the water about 3 metres. He pulled me," he said. Colin recounted how he kicked the crocodile and then fell over with his head near the crocodile's head before trying to bite it. I managed to have a bite, he said, but he couldn't get hold of the crocodile's head. Colin said his teeth slipped and he managed to get a hold of one eyelid, get a hold on the eyelid, which he described as pretty thick, like holding on to leather. I jerked back on that, and after about a second goes past, he let go, continued Colin, who then rolled over and ran away. I assume the crocodile rolled over and ran away, and Colin didn't say, I jerked back on that, and after about a second, he let go. And then Colin just went, what?
Why was he with a crocodile?
Because he was at the Billabong.
The where?
The Billabong.
That's the name of an old brand of clothing.
No. Billabong is a pond left when a river recedes.
Pond
river
left.
River go back, leave big puddle. That called Billabong.
A puddle.
Big puddle.
Right.
Yeah.
Why was he with the alligator though? Which one?
Hey, just chilling.
That one there looks sharpy.
This one?
Yeah. Oh, I think that's just when you got off Google.
That is off the actual article.
No, that's the actual guy.
That's the actual crocodile after he got bit on the eye going, ah, fuck me eye!
There's no way he got that photo after fucking biting.
Sorry,
an
that
eye.
Crocodile is Australian and he went, ah, fuck, that cunt bit me on the eye!
Racism.
It's just an Australian accent.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Racism. Anyway, sure. That's pretty ridiculous.
what would you do in that situation?
I'd bite him on the dick.
Well, he struggled to get through his head.
I don't know
so
what he went for.
Bite him on the dick.
Did he go for his eye, or did he? What was he
he's
trying
gone,
to?
He's
did
gone
he
for his
for
head.
Kiss?
It slipped down and then bit him on the eye.
He's gone for his head. The whole thing is his head. Your mouth's that big.
The croc's got hold of his leg, so he's trying to scramble around to get to it so he can attack it.
I think she would have done what that guy on the video did, just hit it with a frying pan.
Which video?
You not seen the video?
Where's he getting the frying pan from?
There's a massive crocodile in this geezer's back garden, and this geezer just walks outside with a frying pan, calm as out, down his veranda onto his garden. There's a fucking great croc outside, and it does that at him, and it's like, blah, blah, trying it to grab that. Him, and he just walks up, and he just goes, fuck off! And just right. Fucking bongs it on the
right.
Head.
Right.
And then it just goes, and then off it runs.
Right, but the situation he's in, he's already been bit by the crocodile. I don't think you can just go, hang on there, mate.
Wait, you wait
let
there.
Let me just get the pan.
You wait there, Sonny, while I go get my
do
fucking
you reckon
pan.
That's the crocodile superhero origin story. He turns into a radioactive man.
Radioactive croc.
He just grows like a weird eyeball on his back with a three
arm.
Oh,
do you reckon
fingers.
He might turn into a croc?
A croc.
Turns into the shoe.
Well, the what? The shoe.
The shoe.
Oh, like off Spider-Man.
Croc. Yeah.
Like the croc guy on
don't
Spider-Man.
Don't wank off Spider-Man.
Yeah, but he's going to turn into the croc.
I'm
on
sure
Spider-Man.
You said wank off Spider-Man.
No, I didn't say wank off Spider-Man.
Wank off Spider-Man.
Shall
no,
we all
I wouldn't.
Go
no.
It's a group activity. Shall we all go wank off Spider-Man?
Let's go wank off Spider-Man. He chased me, I think, about 3 or 4 metres, but then stopped. Colin recalled how he managed to stop the bleeding with some rope and later travelled to the hospital, where he was told he had damage to his tendons and 2 big slashes just about the full length of the foot. I like the way he later travelled to hospital. I think, oh, don't go now. I'll go in a bit. It might get better.
Yeah, we do heal up, don't you?
Not a croc bite. That's got to be pretty fucking
right. Fucking, it's all right. Medical shit.
What's the opposite of denotes?
Right, don't. No, I've got. It's gonna flee. Don't fuck me up.
Don't let it flee.
Don't fuck me up.
Don't let it flee.
Keep it. The ship's here.
Contact. Don't let it flee. Don't let it flee.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I fucking cut you off.
Go now. Go quick.
Shut up, child. Right.
It's floating, isn't it?
If you have a cut on your hand, it grows back, doesn't it? Why?
What,
at what point does it just not decide not to grow back? Why is that? What point denotes that? Your skin comes out of nowhere again. It's like I'm back, but then if you go a bit too deep, it goes no.
Mitchell Work, he cut his finger off, grew back.
No, it didn't.
It did. Like the end of his finger, it cut off, it grew back. It wouldn't know his
there
head
you go.
Off.
What part of the body decides? No, that's not coming back.
I think it's something to do with your nerves in it or some shit.
I think it's just the skin just grows back from the point that it was broken.
Yeah, well, his finger grew back apparently.
The other point, basically.
Not a whole finger. Like he just cut like a bit off the end of his finger,
why
like down to the end of the nail.
Like if you cut the nail off, it just
I'll show you a picture if you want.
Yeah,
skin,
nail grows.
The nail won't come back.
Nail grows from nothing to something, and skin grows from nothing to something. So why can't your finger grow from nubbin to something? What's that about? Why?
I
Did his foot fall off, or did it? What happened?
I don't know. Should we read on?
Yeah, I thought you finished.
I didn't read this far. I got bored.
All right.
Doctors then cleared out all the mud and bacteria from the wound. They had to spend a lot of time. I think it was nearly 10 days flushing it. And Colin said it was hard going for a while. But then fixed the wound with staples and a skin graft taken from above the knee, said Colin, who added that he has made a good recovery. I can bend my toes. I can't get feeling in all my toes, he said. Devereaux said he had no choice but to fight back. It all happened, like I said, in about 8 seconds.
In about a specific second.
If he'd have bitten me somewhere else, it would have been different, I think.
Yeah, somewhere else probably would have happened.
If he's bit you on, like, I don't know, the head.
I've had a sticky throat. Drink your salt water.
The saltwater crocodile was about 3.2 metres long, or 10.5 feet. He was really in his prime, he said. He told ABC that the incident has made him rethink his behaviour, and he now believes he shouldn't have gone that far out into the billabong. I'm a changed man. I'm going to change what I do, he said. ABC reports that Colin, who is in his mid-60s, is set to be discharged from the Royal Darwin Hospital this week after spending a month getting treatment for his bite.
I'm going to fold the card back up. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't do that as a hobby, going out into billabongs.
No, don't go in the billabong. If you see a billabong, don't go in it, because there could be a croc in there.
Yeah, and it could bite
it. Colin's fucking leg once.
I wonder if he kept the eyelid.
I don't know if he bit it off. I think he just bit it. Because he said it was like biting leather, so I expect it. He couldn't get through it.
I've never bit leather. Do you think, have we spoke about this, like, you look at anything, right? Because I just thought then, like, I've never bit leather, but I know what leather tastes like on my tongue.
Yeah.
You look at anything and think, I know what that tastes like.
I think most things.
Like, I look at it, and I know what that's good. If I licked it, I know what that's good like.
I just looked at the Apple computer we've got up there, and I thought, that's going to taste like metal.
Metal cold metal. Yeah.
Do you agree, Tal? Not agree?
Right, it's only humans that can actually recall taste.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're weird, aren't you?
Yeah. What? Because I'm human?
Just that you know that. It's odd.
Oh, well, just thought it was interesting. Heard it one day. Yeah.
I can't say shit.
I retain weird bollocks in here.
Yeah, you just know loads of shit about trains and planes.
I don't know nothing about trains.
Yeah, you do. You're autistic.
I know stuff about planes, though.
I can remember what Ironbury is like, man. But it's fucking mad. It's not even there.
What the fuck? Oh, this is some bullshit, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got in my head that Colin that got bit by the crocodile is also the same guy that did the dog impression on the Australian news.
Oh, yeah. It's like, bending over.
Eyelid bite.
I bet that's
bastard.
Colin.
And then I bit him on the eyelid. Yeah. Oh, fuck off, you bastard.
Headline.
We ain't got any more, that's it.
We're finished.
Done. That is the news. Would we like to talk about anything else?
No.
Should we go to the end of the show thing and just cut this off? Because
end of the show.
Because I think this is the end of our careers.
The segment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we go to Peeves' room then?
Should you go to Peeves' room? Let's Peeves go back room. There.
Go there.
Yeah.
Quick question: What inanimate object makes you angry for no reason?
Don't sit there waving.
No, you're animated.
What inanimate objects makes me angry?
Yeah, and why does that happen?
I don't know. What about you?
I've got a spoon that's too round at home.
Obviously.
And I always, no matter which, I've got 100 spoons at home in the spoon drawer, and I always end up picking that one out, and I get really upset by it.
To be fair, similarly, I've got some knives that are too sharp, more sharp than they need to be.
Yeah.
They're I'm just like kidding. Eating tea knives, but I'm like, why? But I've only got two of them. I don't even know where they've come from.
Is it a dessert spoon? You've got like an ice cream spoon with the...
No, in that cunt, it's a ladle.
Oh, yeah. No, my ladle's got holes in it. It can't
He's
do it.
He's tried eating cereal.
Your ladle's got holes in it.
I tried eating soup with my ladle and I can't catch it.
Yeah, it's
sure that's not a spatula.
To sieve the water out of it, like when you're mixing it. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, it's one of them pasta spoons.
Yeah, fucking gross, man. Yeah. Yeah, I always wondered though, either inanimate objects make me angry though.
You're an inanimate object.
Yeah. Because it's got no reason to make me angry. It's got no reason to make me feel sad. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Tortoise shells make me feel sad when it's an empty tortoise shell.
Think that's someone's house.
Someone's either dead, that thing's been eaten, it's dead, or how the fuck's it got out of there?
Yeah.
It's just, what left it?
Yeah, you can't just leave it though.
Maybe it's like, you know when old people start shrinking? Maybe they grow that old, they grow too small for their shell.
See, that's just making me sad.
Yeah. I don't know why I get emotional about certain objects, but yeah, that was it. Have you had a good time, Jackwood?
Sure. Yeah.
I've had a fun time, to be honest.
I think we need it, Chunk, back.
I'm going to be honest
with you.
You know when
he said I'm not going to be here, and I thought, yeah, it's our time to shine. Yeah. Turns out it was not.
I'm always shiny. I use face cream.
And even when it's a smug little fucking face, oh, we'll be all right. It's your job.
Oh, fuck that guy. I'm having a good time, man. It's well sick.
Oh, I don't know.
We did the segments. We did the sponsor.
We've done it.
I said, did you have a good time? I said the bit about, what was it at the beginning? Cheeky little show about...
You did miss them fat.
Are you all right, my mate? Yeah. Chewing fat.
How you doing, my mate?
No, were you Kevin and Perry?
No, Chunk.
Oh, what?
Hello, my mate.
I've never heard him say that in my life.
Every single time he goes, I'm joined by Jack Magic. Are you on, my mate? How you doing, my mate?
He sounds deaf.
That's what he does. No. No. Chunk, how you doing, my mate? You know, my mate?
No. You're going in every week. Yeah. Mate, no money.
No. Stop. Stop what you're doing. Please, stop. Stop what you're doing. Jesus fucking Christ. I want to get off now. I'm going to get off this ride. Quick. I'm going to get off this ride right now.
Well, it's down to you to close the show, mate.
I said in the break I'd used all my offensive words. I hadn't.
Oh, fucking Christ. Oh, Lordy.
I love everyone anyway.
What button did I press to stop this shit?
That's a start. We didn't talk you through that bit, did we?
No, end credits. We've got that. I don't give a fuck. I'm done with this. We're done with this. I'm going. What are you saying? Like, share, and subscribe. Do all that shit. Please follow us. I mean, it's pointless now because that's us dead. Shut the fuck up. Stop talking. Can you turn him off or something? Please. I've been Jack Magic. See you on the flip side. Bye. Welcome to Utopia. Please make yourself at home.
It's the only place on earth where you can bitch and moan.
There's something here for everyone to make you feel quite great.
Just as long as we've already let it through our gates.
This is our dreamland. This is Utopia. Yet another little podcast for you. This is our dreamland. This is Utopia.